Hampshire's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackala with the morning team. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
All right, so this week, disposable and anonymous email addresses. Oh, boy. Okay, what are we going to, how is this going to come into play here? Disposable.
Yeah, we've talked about this over the years a number of times, but we never really went in depth into how it works and obviously what the benefits are. For instance, you can't survive on the internet these days without an email address. So if you need to download an ebook, you have to enter your email. If you want content from a social site, you've got to enter your email. Mm-hmm. Every time you enter your personal email, it almost always gets sold to some type of advertising spamming type company so that you're inundated with spam and phishing and all sorts of stuff after the fact, just because you wanted to look at an ebook.
Yep.
So we've all lived that for years now.
Yeah, I know. Because you're right. You have to put in your email for everything, and then they can't help but sell it. And so then you just, I don't know. I mean, I've felt it's kind of been a trade-off. You know, I just accept it with one of my emails. It's just got so much junk coming in.
Yeah, so if you have an email, you could call it a disposable or anonymous email, then you've protected yourself from these types of challenges. But most folks just don't even think about it until it's too late. And then that email address becomes fodder for all of the spammers out there. So a disposable email address will let you actually receive or send emails if you need to go onto a website that you want to get an ebook or something from without exposing your actual personal email account.
So, okay, so how does it work? Because sometimes you need to have the email to get going, and then does the email go away or?
Well, there's many different services out there that do this. Some of them have they'll let you send the email or receive the email from the company that is going to give you a code to log in and get that ebook. And then it will normally, in most cases, just disappear in that email account within probably 4 hours up to 8 or 9 days. It's not actually like you're using a email account that will save all these emails, because you only need it for that one use, for that one particular website.
So in the case of, you know, where it's just needing an email one and done, this would be the way to go, I guess.
It's, yeah, rather than expose your personal or your favorite work email, use the disposable email. It doesn't matter what the email address is, as long as it can receive the email with the code you need to sign in.
Okay. Yeah, because obviously, again, if it's something you're going to use regularly, you wouldn't want to have the disposable email, because then you wouldn't be able to get any future codes, I guess.
Correct. But if you just go on, even if you just wanted to use a different, you can get different disposable email addresses under the same account that you create. Actually, you're not even creating an account. You're just getting a disposable email address that, in fact, you can use for no charge. Most of these services are free. And then I also have some information here about anonymous email addresses that can allow you to both send and receive mail. And there's perfect for those sites where you need to authenticate to log in. And that's another free account that you can make up the email address to be anything you want, and it's not going to expose who you are. You don't put any personal information in, name, address, or any of that type of stuff. So there's really very little chance that you get spammed, but even if you do, it's not to your regular everyday email account.
Okay. Now, are there any risks to using disposable email? I mean, what do the companies get out of it? Because you said some of them are free. So if they're not selling, because I guess you're not going to be there anymore, what do they get? Are there ads, or what is the trade-off so far?
You'll end up looking at some ads like everything else. But yeah, as long as you're not clicking through on those ads, you're doing okay. But I do have a word of caution for folks. When you go up and look at this blog article, please don't go Googling for disposable email accounts. We've done all that labor. Over half of the results will take you to a website that's infected with malware or spyware.
Oh, boy.
So the links that we put up in the article are valid links that were verified again just yesterday, so that we know they are not infected with malware and spyware now.
Okay. Because otherwise, there are going to be people that are going to try to trap you by looking for disposable. Because, you know, again, you might be going, oh, I need a disposable email right now. Da-da-da-da-da. Show me disposable emails. And you're right. It's going to probably come up with some spam sites, right?
Exactly. And, you know, most of the infected sites are going to try to download something to your computer in the background. And if you don't have the proper protection, it's going to happen. And then you're worse off than you were when you started.
All right, so you need to go with one of these authentic companies and the real links, and you've got those on the blog for people to find out and use one of these. So there's no, you said most of these are free, and there's no signing up for any other deal or having to pay for anything?
Yeah, so these are all free to get you disposable by your anonymous email. They do have a paid program where you can get more and you can have your email saved and all of those types of things if you wanted to pay for it, but you don't have to.
Okay.
Now, if you're an iPhone user and you're using Apple iCloud, you can create your own disposable email address there. It's called Hide My Email. And then Gmail users can do the same thing with aliases off their primary mailbox. So there's lots of ways to do it. I just caution folks not to go out looking for it because you'll find trouble.
Yeah, okay. No, a wise word there and a word of caution. Yeah, you want to be careful. Definitely searching for some of this stuff on your own. With many of these things, you know, where they say, you know, find me whatever, you're going to get a lot of fake stuff. So check out the blog. You'll get the links to those free real services that do those free disposable emails. And I guess you'll want to try it. I mean, I guess it could come in handy for a lot of different things.
Absolutely. You never know what you're going to get when you sign up for an ebook or something like that online. Remember, anything that they want to give you for free, they're getting paid somewhere. So if it's advertising from that free one to your regular everyday email address, that's not something that you want.
Yeah. And I guess it's good. Is it pretty quick to set one of these up, David?
Seconds. It takes seconds to do it. You log in. It gives you the email address right there, which you can use instantly, and go and send it to whoever you want the ebook from or whatever forum you want to log into.
Yeah, because I would suspect typically what could get you into trouble is, you know, you just use your own email because these things are like I got to just do it to get whatever I want. And you always want that instant gratification. So you're just like, okay, fine, I'll just type my email in so I can read this or, you know, go to this site or whatever or be a part of this. And then you get stuck with all the other stuff. So,
right. We never think about that ramification because we want that instant gratification.
Yeah. I just got to type your email. Okay. All right. Well, disposable and anonymous email addresses. David's got the blog up there. So check out and use those sites. David, where do people go?
People go to xsmartit.com and click on my blog link. They get all the links that they need to do it safely.
xsmartit.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. David Snell joins us every week at this time from Act Smart IT. That's actsmartit.com. actsmartit.com.